What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas, for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Let's Get Dressed. It's your host, Liv Perez. Have you ever wondered what one of social media's most beloved entrepreneurs puts on every day to run an entire empire? Well, today I'm chatting with none other than Lauren Bostic, the co-host of everyone's favorite podcast, The Skinny Confidential, a beauty and wellness trailblazer, and the Dear Media mother, as we dive deep into her closet and hear her most helpful tips to dress your best, from the jewelry hack that's going to absolutely blow your mind to her favorite closet staples. If you guys are not subscribed to The Skinny Confidential, definitely go do that. It's one of my favorite podcasts. It's so funny. You're going to love it. And of course, make sure you follow Lauren on Instagram. Hope you all love this episode and learn as much as I did. Lauren is seriously a wealth of knowledge, and it truly changed my outlook on how I get dressed every day. So let's get dressed with Lauren Bostic. Hey, Lauren.
Hello.
I'm so happy to have you on this pod today. I can't even tell you.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. You are someone who I have obviously greatly admired for so long, like mother of Dear Media. So I'm so excited to have you on.
I'm the mother, the father. I was going to say. Michael can take all the credit, but I'll take mother.
Oh, yeah, I love that. I love that. You shepherd all of us under your wing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We wouldn't be here without you.
That is very, very nice.
And I love the pod and I love everything you do. I'm a big Skinny Confidential product girly. So
thank you.
I'm just a big fan.
We got to get you like the dry brush. We have to get you everything that you need today.
I am like really fascinated about mouth tape because of you.
You got to try it.
I can't stop talking about it to friends. I can't stop talking about it to my fiance, but I've yet to try it.
Here's the thing. I thought that it was to sort of like relax the nervous system, because when you breathe out of your nose, it's so good for your nervous system.
Right.
But when I started doing it, I realized it was like a beauty hack. It's a beauty hack.
Yes.
I swear it strengthens right here. And you know how
by the way, guys, she's pointing to like the underneath her ear, like back jaw.
Yeah. It's like your back jaw, like your jawline right here where people get Botox or filler, right in that muscle. It just makes it super strong. Because your mouth's supported. So we'll have to get you some.
I'm dying to try it.
Yeah.
I also like, now that I've seen you promote it so much, I feel like I'm so cognizant now of my mouth being open when I sleep.
It's wild. And if I don't sleep with it, I wake up with so much less energy.
I love that we're talking about the mouth tape on the fashion podcast, but this is like my hyperfixation right now because of you. I'm like, what is going on?
It's a fashion statement in its own.
It is.
Yeah, it's kind of fashion.
I saw you post this morning outside on the balcony, just like looking really cute in an outfit with the mouth tape.
Getting ready for your podcast.
Yes, I love it. So you are someone who, to me, obviously I've said I admire so much from a business perspective. You've started so many different companies. You're an entrepreneur, podcaster, you're on social media, but then you're also a wife and a mom. And for me, you know, Let's Get Dressed is all about understanding how people wake up every day and want to feel good. And I don't feel like I've ever heard this from you. I feel like I hear the beauty wellness, but as someone who is so successful and wakes up every day and has to like run all these empires, what is your ethos every day when you're getting up and getting ready to tackle the day? How are you getting dressed?
I don't like having decision fatigue. And I think that I like having my loungewear go to that I can throw on to be a mother. And I like having it in five different colors, knowing that it fits well. I didn't used to be like that. I used to be someone that would just buy like anything cute that I saw. And then I've realized that something that fits me right, that I can just throw on, that I don't have to think about, is the move for me. And it, same goes to like when I'm out in LA and I'm here, I now know what looks good on me. I like everything tailored now. And that's been through like years of like not getting it right. Michael is also a huge brat with clothes. People don't realize like his mother is like blazer, trouser, tailored, Chanel, shoulder pad, his whole life. So he is really bougie when it comes to knowing how clothes should fit. I was not like that. I probably discovered a tailor, honestly, 2 years ago. And he sort of led me to that. Like he was like, you need to get things tailored. So he's actually helped evolve my style. He's like, that doesn't fit you. That's too many prints. That's too trendy. He's given me more taste when it comes to style. So as far as like what I do day to day, it's like the same loungewear set in like 10 different colors. It's definitely knowing like the good workout clothes that make me feel the most flattered. And then when I'm here, it's like a rotation of the same things over and over, but in different shades and different colors. And now that I have brown hair, the color scheme has evolved. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Hair has, people don't realize how much hair impacts the way you dress. I like to bring up Morgan Stewart a lot because her platinum hair makes such a difference in what she's wearing every day and the way that we perceive it. If she had brown hair, it wouldn't be the same.
That's so crazy that you say that because it's so true. When I had platinum hair, I could wear other colors. Mm-hmm. Whereas when I have brown hair, like only certain colors work now.
Of course. Have you done color shading before?
I haven't. How do I do that? You tell me what do I do with that?
So actually there are people who you can hire that will come to your house or like you go to wherever they do this. It's like a service. And they will literally drape different colors on you and you... They basically tell you based on your skin color, like what colors work with you.
But what if you spray tan like later?
That's a great question. I actually don't know the answer.
Maybe
to that.
I need the color palette when I'm spray
tan. I think you need the color palette for both, essentially. I also think that despite getting a spray tan, I think that this is about the undertones in your skin. Like we're talking like olives, yellows,
or like
pinks.
I have blue eyes. That's,
yes.
Okay. That
like
makes
I think
total
it's
sense.
More about that versus like because when you get a spray tan, it just enhances kind of your natural tones.
That makes sense.
I think it's that. But again, I need to research this a little bit more.
Yeah, but also like, is your hair like a little bit more red because it's been in the sun?
Yes. I mean, this is the thing. Like, especially for you who is a beauty, health, wellness person who is like constantly enhancing and doing things that make you feel good. By the way, spray tan is like the number one thing that I think everyone needs to do frequently in the winter. It just makes me feel so good.
You feel like so much better and so
different
much tighter
person.
In tone.
Oh my God. Yeah. Are you kidding? I'm like 10 times hotter with a spray tan. But okay, going back, you brought up so many good tips in getting dressed that took me so long to learn.
It does take you long.
It takes practice. The same way that like everything does, getting dressed and figuring out what works for you takes practice.
And what brands work for you. Like this person may look good in this, but you don't.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
The first thing you said that I think is crucial to reiterate is buying the same thing in every color. People make fun of me for saying this all the time. It has become my favorite thing to do in my wardrobe. If something works for me, the shape works. Even bags, by the way, that I'm like, this bag, the cut of it, the hardware of it works so well in my wardrobe. I've bought the same bag 3 times this year in 3 different colors.
What's your bag and what's your thing that you keep buying?
YSL Manhattan bag.
Ooh, I need to look at that. Arielle, will you send it to me?
It looks like a mini Kelly, like a different version of a mini Kelly is what I've been
And what
told.
Colors do you have?
So I have it in black. I have it in 2-tone, black and cream. And then I have it in brown. And it just, this bag is, it's very on style for me. It goes well with everything in my closet. And sure, it's a splurge, definitely a splurge. But like, if you find something that works for you, get it in every color.
What is your like shirt that you go to? Do you have like a t-shirt? Like what's your brand?
I love, there's a vintage store on Beverly across from Air One.
Okay.
And I've known the owner of the store since high school. It's called RLT. It's her initials.
I knew you would have like a find.
And she curates amazing vintage, but she also makes incredible essentials like tanks, t-shirt. I think she's made a cardigan now and her white tee is fantastic. It's like it hits perfectly at the waist, ribbed. Just
wait,
so
I think
good.
I have this.
It's Shop RLT. Shop RLT.
It's like a crop. It's ribbed and it's RLT on the tag. Yes. I do have this shirt. This is and such a good shirt. I love it.
Okay.
And I love wearing it with like what I'm wearing right now. Jeans, a belt, high-waisted.
Mm-hmm.
I know. You know who told me about this? I have to shout out my stylist, Emily Lafayette. So many people years ago, and I'll give you an example, my book cover from like 3 years ago, they want to put me in like these proppy clothes because the brand is pink.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to put me with like too much jewelry and too much latex. Just like it's like too much. And what I've realized on me, less is more. And I don't need to be wearing pink just because the tools are pink. And Emily's helped like evolve that for me. And I think that for a while, it was like people who styled me would like just prop me out.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I have one piece of pink in my closet.
I'm actually so fascinated to hear this because I do think that you are actually an enigma in that sense from a fashion perspective, because I do feel like there are a lot of people who there are out there who their brands are very feminine, girly, pink, and they really lean into that color. I never see you in pink.
I used to be, and I since working with Emily, she's helped me to sort of change that completely. Yeah, I love
it's like the ethos of pink without wearing pink.
I love the ethos of pink, the essence of pink. And I love how the tool is pink, but the tool can be pink. I don't need to be pink. Does that make sense?
Yes, of course.
The tool is the pink.
Well, I think it can get a little kitschy. And I think that you have a very refined sense of style.
It has been refined over time.
What has been like a really good tool in helping you do that?
Less is more. I mean, for me. Again, this I'm talking about for me. I feel like I'm curvy, like I'm not a stick. So I just think less is more for me. Like I love like a classic Caroline Kennedy Bessette. Like she's just like, she's just like, I like that simplicity. I think simplicity is sexy and it's mysterious. And I think for my body type, it works best. And as you get older and wiser, you lean into what works best in every area. I'm not just talking about style. Like even with friends, you start to realize which friends are working for you and which aren't. And as I get older in every area, I'm constantly refining everything. It's like what relationships work, which beauty products work, which don't. And I don't want the excess anymore. Like I just want to focus on what works and what doesn't. I just don't have the capacity for in every area.
You brought up earlier having decision fatigue, and it's something that I think about often with people in fashion, but also just people who get up and go to work every day. The idea that you constantly have to fashion yourself. And I often reference Steve Jobs because he wore the same outfit every day.
Yeah.
Just so that he didn't have to think about what to wear.
It's smart because you focus on other things.
Right. Do you believe in having a uniform?
I don't think that's the right word. I think Steve Jobs is like extreme.
Yes.
But I now know what looks good on me and what doesn't. And I will flock towards that. I wouldn't call it a uniform. I would call it more just I know what I want and what I like and what I don't.
Do you have like a go-to look that just makes you feel good when you put it on every day?
Probably what I'm wearing right now, which is like a great jean, a heel. I was going to wear boots today, guys, but I realized I forgot to try them on. I brought them all the way from Texas and they didn't fit. So we're wearing my assistant's shoes.
They're really cute.
We're just making it work. And then I love a sleek blowout. I think the hair is really important. I hate for me when hair and makeup is competing. I don't like that at all. I also don't like eyeshadow. I like a fresh look with like a winged eyeliner. I'm very specific with my makeup. Again, I know what translates on video. When you see yourself so much, it's like enough of me. I know what looks good and what doesn't. And then I love jewelry. Like I like a very specific kind of jewelry, and then a simple shirt and a belt.
Honestly, it was interesting when you walked in. The first thing I thought of was how well proportioned your outfit is. And that's really hard. I think that's the hardest thing to
that's
learn
such
in fashion.
A compliment coming from you. Oh my God.
It's great. You have like these, like, they're like perfectly baggy, but they're not your jeans. You have like a great belt on. You have like a great kind of shouldered top.
I'll take it.
Yeah. I just think that like something that is really challenging as you get older is understanding your proportions and wearing to accentuate them in a good way.
Totally.
Something that I've struggled with is like figuring out like, oh, I have really long legs, but a short torso. And how to dress for that.
Well, you're really good, I can tell, and just have seen you on Instagram and in the office, you're really good at layering. And that's right. Something that I think that I need to work on that I could do better. I like how you layer textures. You do it a lot on your Instagram. I've seen you do it. And that's an art in itself.
It's fun. Layering textures for me is like, I actually think that's where you can be most creative in your style. And I'd love to see you do that because I feel like you are such a creative person.
Maybe you and Emily need to help me.
I mean, it's just with textures, I hate to say it, but it kind of is like throwing pasta at a wall and seeing what sticks.
It's there has to be so much thought into being effortless, I've realized.
Yes, of course. Oh, no one, I don't believe in that. People who are like, oh, she's so effortlessly cool. They're trying hard.
Like when they say that even about Carolyn Kennedy,
she was trying hard.
100%. Yes. Like that was thought out. It was methodical. But what I've realized with every area, business, friendship, relationship, everything, style, is the more effortless it is, the more effort it was.
And probably the more expensive it is.
Right. And so if you know that the effortless situation that you're seeing is actually a lot of effort, there's some respect to that. And you definitely have like an effortless layering, but I know there was effort that went into it.
I also love that you brought up how crucial your hair and makeup is to the way that you dress. Because
it's so crucial.
It is for me too. I mean, I know that we talked about hair color, but for me, every time I put an outfit together, the thing I do after that is go straight to my hair. And my hair is up in a bun a lot because
it's chic.
Well, it's chic. It's easy. And it's definitely, you know, if I'm doing a long work day, I like to have my hair back. But I also love the way that having my hair back lets my clothes speak louder.
100% agree with you.
Like if I had my hair down right now, you'd miss the shoulder pads of my blazer. You'd probably miss this high neck moment.
You're right.
You would definitely miss the earrings that I have on. It's kind of become a signature thing for me that I like, so it just feels good.
You're so right about that. I hope it never goes out of style.
Even if it does, I'm still going to do it.
You know what? There's nothing. People are like, how do you do your bun? I'm like, it's just grease.
People keep asking me for a tutorial. And I'm like,
you just put it up.
I just do it.
Yeah. Sophia Richie was doing a bun. She had all these like things.
Video.
I'm like, fuck, I just put like my grease with like my Mason Pearson hairbrush. It's the best hairbrush ever.
That's the number one hairbrush. No one should have any other hairbrush.
It's not even about like, it's an investment. It's not even about that. It does something to grow your hair.
Yes.
I actually read about it. It moves the oils in your hair down your hair. I swear to God, it's helped grow my hair. I have one in my bag. My kids have one in pink and blue. My husband has one. I have one in every drawer. Like I love this brush. I'm not a big brush my hair kind of person. I'm now a brush my hair kind of person because of this brush.
I'm a brush my hair person. Anytime I like go to a new meeting or a lunch, I'm brushing my hair in the car.
Oh my God, I never brush my hair.
That's all the time.
It's good for your scalp.
I have the Mason Pearson in the mini in my purse at all times. It's an investment, but one of the things that you just have to do. Like no question.
It like gets in your scalp to boost your blood circulation. I swear it makes your hair grow.
Yeah.
That's a must.
It's a must.
Yeah.
I love that this conversation has been about like hair and dressing.
Yeah, I know.
I love it because it's so integral to the way that I dress too. Like I put on an outfit and immediately afterwards I'm like, what's the hair? Because
right.
The hair impacts everything. I feel like way more confident with my hair back because it just feels
a boss.
Yeah.
You feel like a boss.
If I have it, and I want to know your answer to this question. If I have an important meeting, I'm either getting a blowout or my hair's in a bun. What about you?
Oh yeah, I'm getting my hair, I'm not styling my own hair.
Yeah.
No. I'm not doing this myself. I need help. But like, I look at everything through the lens of spending money on my time. My time to me is my most important thing. And so if I have to be ready for like a podcast like this, I'm either getting it styled or I'm pulling it back myself with the grease.
If you have an important meeting, what are you wearing?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm probably wearing a black pant with maybe a ballet flat or a boot. I would be wearing a boot today.
I actually like the heel.
Okay. And then
especially for the cut of your jeans.
Simple t-shirt. Like simple, or a really great bomber. I love bombers. I feel like the right one hits you right and cinches you in.
Proportions.
Yes.
That's what it's all about.
I have to be careful of too much bagginess. Like I've looked back on podcast episodes where it was too baggy on me because my weight has fluctuated. I had two kids. I gained 60 pounds with each. And if I go too baggy, it's too lumbering and it eats me.
Mm.
It makes me look bigger than I am. So I'm very thoughtful about that. It has to be the right blazer.
You brought up obviously having kids and, you know, life changing and I'd love to hear, has your style changed through that all? Because having kids, I feel like, you know, now in my current life, I have so many friends around me who are having children. Some have gone into maternity wear. Some have said, like, absolutely not. I'm just buying things I like in, like, bigger sizes. What was your take on that?
I'm not a big Google maternity wear person. I was right. just like Skims.
Yep.
Bump suit. Keep it simple. Like, I was rolling around like Veruca Salt. Like, I didn't need to be like making a fashion statement.
Right.
I was like very pregnant when I was pregnant. I didn't have a point of view with it where I like had to go to maternity wear. I just was like Skims and bump suit. Keep it simple. But has my style evolved? 100 I mean, I have my photographer here, Arielle, who I've shot with since like for 8 years. And she would be like, it's completely different than when we first started shooting. It is so different. I feel like I've found it. I've refined it. I've edited it. I've fluffed it. I've put a stop to anything that isn't working. And it's, I would call it more classic, elevated, refined. So yes, it's changed. Thank God, though. Thank God it's changed. My God.
I know. You know, we're practicing something on this podcast and in this podcast community of like embracing the cringe of our past closet moments. I am working on it. We actually just did an episode about like all of our fashion faux pas and had people call in and tell us like just embarrassing or
which
bad
was
looks.
One?
Someone said a really embarrassing one where they like, you know, were on stage dancing and like the clip on the back fell off and like they were butt naked in front of everybody. Some were embarrassing stories. Some were like ones where they just like paired really bad things together and it just wasn't working at all. And it was actually fun to go through and be like, okay, this is how you fix it. This is how you avoid it. But you know, we have to like embrace the cringe of like our past and the things we used to wear. Like you can't always just sit here hating on it.
Why do I feel like you haven't had a cringe when it comes to style though?
Oh my God. I mean, the one that comes to mind and I need to hear yours after is like being in high school, thinking I was really fashion forward, wearing like a pair of denim shorts, the Jeffrey Campbell boots, like the high, remember those?
Oh yeah.
The lace-up ones.
Yeah.
And
Rocket Dogs, all
yep,
of it.
Bright pink, like fluorescent pink star earrings, like cutouts.
I don't see that on you at all. I can't even picture you with that.
That was like my, like me experiment, like trying to be a fashion girly.
Mine
it
was
the age of Nasty Gal.
It was the age of Nasty Gal.
Yeah.
And that was a trendy era. What I've realized is like, I can't, there's like, now it's like mob wife or whatever. I'm not looking at that. Like,
okay.
I'm just going to wear what I like that's timeless. I'm not looking at what like everyone else is doing.
Yeah.
That gets you in trouble.
So no trends, nothing.
I'm not going to say no trends. Like there's stuff that I have in my closet that go with the era already, but I'm going to stick to what looks good on me. That's my number one. Like it has to flatter me. And the cringe that I have is like when I was carrying extra pregnancy weight, I would wear sweats. Remember when like sweats were like kind of like Yeezy?
Yes. Sweats were the thing and that like we like wore out
no,
and like
it doesn't work.
We
for
made
me.
It cool. Like people were wearing sweats and a blazer. Why
no,
were we doing that?
It doesn't work for me. Yeah. It makes me look like Humpty Dumpty. Like I just sweats, I'll wear sweats at home, but like that's not what I need to be wearing.
Yes.
For me.
Look, I like sweats at home, but just as someone who likes to be dressed up and presentable every day, I'm not a sweats girl. Like I won't even wear sweats on the plane.
Yeah, I'm not a sweats girl either.
Yeah,
I'll be a sweats girl at home. Like I'll be like a slob at home.
Right, me too. But like, you know, something my mom said to me growing up was like, don't wear sweats on the plane. Like it's just not look presentable. The flight attendant will be nicer to you, like
you're
type
right
thing. Yeah.
You know what else I'm starting to realize is like, I say to myself, Lauren, it wouldn't hurt you to get like a silk pajama for Michael. Like maybe like keep it like a little sexy because sometimes I'll just be like in sweats, like so comfortable at home. So I've started to invest in really great silk pajamas.
Yep. That's
and
a good
also
one.
Silk robes. I just got the most beautiful robe from Olivia Von
Halen.
Yes. It's navy blue. It's the perfect fit. It's the perfect robe. It's classic navy blue with like white detailing. It's something you can bring on vacation. You can be having your beauty routine, but it's like you still feel cute.
Elevated.
Yeah.
Love this.
I love a robe.
I really love that this little mini renaissance is happening for you because I feel like we've gotten really casual at home.
Oh my God. It's like Schmeagol from the Rings.
Yeah.
Michael's
we've
like,
gotten
what
really
is
cash, like sweats.
I go to LA. He's like, whoa.
Yeah. You're like, we're on vacation.
Well, he's like, whoa, who the fuck is that? And I'm like, it's me. Like, he forgets.
Yeah.
I have to like remind him. Also, La Perla pajamas.
Undefeated.
There's just this red. It's so rich. It's like, you feel so good when you put it. The only thing about them, I think, is they have to be dry cleaned, which is kind of a bitch.
Right. I just had this same experience myself at home. I got sent like a PR from Victoria's Secret, which like haven't had that in forever. But I got some of their new pajama sets. And one of them was like, one of them was gray, like a heather gray, like shorts and top. And then one of them was pink. And I don't really wear pink often, but these like really silky soft pants.
Beautiful.
And the top was like butter. Like the softest, actually, like while we were talking about shirts earlier.
Sponsor her, Victoria.
I'm going to send you the link for this shirt because it
you
is
have to.
Such a good t-shirt. I wore it on the plane flying home from Paris. It was, this shirt is my new favorite shirt and it's from Victoria's Secret.
You need to post it in the show notes.
It was so good. But I wore it with like the set and I felt so good. And, like,
and sometimes
cute.
Pajama sets can even be worn, I think, like out.
Yes.
If it's done right.
Yeah, of course.
Like if it's just simple.
Yes. Like a silk pant, like a, if it's like a white silk pant with a white button down, throw a little white like kitten heel with that and you can make it normal.
So
for
cute.
Real life.
So cute. And you feel you just feel like adorable in it. The loungewear that I'm obsessed with right now, I just talked about it on my Instagram story, is Spanx. I walked downstairs.
I saw that and I was like, that's actually cute.
Michael was like, is that Brunello Cucinelli? I'm like, no, but for you to think that, you brat. It is so
unreal.
Good in person.
Wow.
I got every single color. It fits so well. And it's very affordable.
Love that.
It's the like zip up, air essentials, and then the pant. I harassed them. I was like, you guys need to send me like, I want every color.
Okay, I have to check this
and
out.
And it sells out like this.
Of course.
True to size. It looks so good with like a sneaker or even a slipper. And I love it for being a mom.
I love that.
Yeah, it's really cute.
I love that you just brought up brands that are like are catching your attention. You're someone from a marketing perspective who I think has like her eye on the prize big time. Like anything you've ever launched, the marketing behind it has been spot on.
Thank you.
Especially for like someone like me who I feel is a little jaded being in social media. Like I see all the things, I get what's going on. I like watch everything you put up to promote any of your products and I'm like sold. Like the video that you just put up for Mouth Tape was amazing.
In white silk pajamas?
Yes. There you go, full circle. But
wasn't
so,
Spanx. It was white. Spanx, but it was so cute and fun.
So cute. It was such
not the
a
video,
great video,
the outfit.
Oh,
but thank
both.
You for saying the video was cute.
Both.
Michael was a nightmare to shoot that with. Demons. Nightmare. Demons.
You're really gassing him up on this podcast tonight.
Such a nightmare.
But so you're someone who, like, I think always has, again, really great insights. And obviously, Spanx being one you just brought up. Are there any other brands in the fashion space that you think are doing incredible work in the marketing space and are catching your attention?
Yes, there's a brand that has the best t-shirts. They're buttery soft. The consistency's right. You can tuck them in. It's, you guys are going to have to tell me how to say it because I'm so bad.
Okay.
It's E-T-E.
Etern.
Etern.
Yes. I actually grew up with the founder of the brand and used to work for her.
Okay. And
yeah.
It's owned by Chloe
Bartoli.
Okay. And
yes.
She's a stylist.
Yes.
You can tell.
She knows what's up. She knows how to fit.
Tell her I'm a huge fan. I got every single color of the shirts.
Wow.
I got the long sleeve. I like the short sleeve the best with the pocket. I like it tucked in to a jean and it's really easy to tuck in to a trouser. And then they also have this shirt that's always sold out. I got it in black and white and it's like a big collar, but not too big. Long sleeve and the sleeve is perfect. And you can also buy it in a longer one so you can wear it over a bikini.
Cute.
It's really chic. And then on an earring brand that I really like right now is Heaven Mayhem.
Oh, so good. And has done a great job at marketing.
Yeah, I like her a lot. I think that
she's a pod girl.
She's a pod girl. And she knows, this is so weird what I'm about to say. I don't even know if she knows she's doing this. She knows how to flatter the face with an earring. So I don't like a really long earring because a long earring pulls the eye down. So if I'm looking at you and you have a long earring, my eye's going to go down to the earring. Her earring widens the face and lifts it. And this is important. You don't want to go buy a pair of really expensive diamond earrings that are coming down to your shoulders that pull the eye down. You want to pull the eye up. So you want something that's like wide. Does that make sense?
Let me tell you something. I have done over 200 episodes of this podcast with people who are in the fashion industry. And
That's the weirdest thing.
No, it's actually not. For someone who doesn't get interviewed about fashion a lot, you have more insights than more than half the people I've interviewed. It's because you are a beauty fiend.
But yes, it's not. You I was know just exactly gonna say, it's what's not, up. It's not about style. I just look at aesthetics all day, which is why I notice with the mouth tape how the jaw comes out.
Yep.
You can flatter your face with the right earring. Like, this is another one. You have to be careful, and I know you're wearing gold, but you have to be careful of gold, and I'll tell you why. Gold brings out the yellows of the eyes and the teeth.
Oh, God.
No, it's not doing that to you. But,
it could.
But if you're tired, if I'm tired and I haven't slept because my son's woken up, I'm not going to wear gold because it's going to make me look more tired. So what I like to do is a diamond that's white, like white. If you look back on why piercings were even a thing, it's because they made people back in the day look prettier because they add fire. The diamonds add fire.
Yep.
So this is like weird, but you don't want to wear like a canary diamond on your ear because it's going
to bring out the yellows.
Or like, I'll give you another one. A red earring is going to bring out reds in your eyes. Like I always look through a lens of tones. I'm very tonal.
You need to do this. Now we have to get you on this color
test. I don't know how I haven't done it.
Yeah.
But the earrings, this is exactly earrings what it matter.
Is. Yes, of course they do. They frame your face.
Yes, yes.
I'm such a big earring girl. Again, back to what we talked about with like pulling my hair back, the earring, it's a moment.
It's a moment.
Yep.
And I know this sounds weird, but I really like, I who doesn't? Diamonds, because it makes like everything be whiter.
These are the best tips we've heard in a long time because it's just, again, I love this show because no matter what you do, you still have to get dressed every day and everyone has their own experience in that and yours is literally scientific and I'm obsessed with that.
Total aesthetic.
I'm obsessed with how scientific you think about everything. It's amazing.
I can't help
it. From the proportions to the coloring.
Oh my God.
Yep.
It's sick. It's sick. I'm sorry. No. Everyone's going to be like, wait, you could still wear gold. Just make sure if you're going to wear gold that you've slept the night before.
Yes, I don't think I did. But, you know, I'm still going to wear these.
You look great.
To close out, I want to ask you a few lightning round questions.
Go for it.
I heard that you would rather get a really expensive facial than buy a designer bag. But if you were to buy a designer bag, what would it be?
I want to be bought a designer bag. By the way, no matter how much money I make, I want my man to buy me the bag. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's because also Michael has like that style, like I was telling you. Mm-hmm. I'd like to be bought the bag. I don't want to buy the bag for myself. For myself, I would rather spend money on my skin, but most of all, my time. I'm really, really committed to spending money on my time. And that looks like getting a blowout while I take conference calls. It looks like getting my nails done while I do Zoom. Like, I'm just very creative with my time. So time's number one. Facials are number two. If I were to get any handbag, Michael just got me a beautiful Kelly. It's light brown.
Beautiful. See, congratulations, by the way. That's a big deal.
You know what, though? I've been with him for so long. He can buy me a couple handbags.
Amen. I love that for you.
He can buy me the handbags. I'll get the salmon semen facial that I'm obsessed with.
Oh, my God.
Microneedled. Like, you know what I mean? I'll spend my money on my facials.
As you should. I love this. Okay. As someone who gets up every day to run a multi-million dollar company, what are three things that you think every woman needs in their closet?
Do they have to be clothes?
You know what? I'm going to say no because I want to know what you have to say. I'm going to spice things up a little bit.
I think everyone needs a belt that is really great, a great black belt. And it's why I like a belt is because it cinches you in.
Yes.
Okay. So that's one.
Science.
Do not sleep on a shoulder pad. Joan Collins taught me about shoulder pads. Shoulder pads are one of the most flattering things that you can do for a woman's body. Shoulder pads. I went on Amazon to get shoulder pads. Like, I want like the 80s shoulder pads, but not too big. And they're like, isn't good options. No one has captured that market. And it's such a niche thing, but it's so flattering. A shoulder pad is important.
I'm the biggest shoulder pad person, so you're literally preaching to the choir.
Shoulder pads are like
a huge deal. I actually had to talk my friend into a shoulder pad today that she was going to take out of a blazer, and I was like, criminal behavior, you cannot do that.
Because it cinches everything in again. So I'm talking from a flattering...
Yes.
And then the other...
It also gives you height, by the way.
Yes. The other thing, this is not a piece of clothing, is a good tailor.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how important that is. It is so damn important to
Absolutely
have
true.
A tailor that can... Because you can take like a white blazer that has buttons that you can't stand, and you can remove the buttons and you can make it look like so expensive.
Or you can also add a really great button.
Whatever you want.
That you find on Etsy.
Or you could add shoulder pads. Like, yep. A tailor can do magic. So, and it doesn't have to be expensive. Listen, I used to shop, and I still do, at Forever 21 and Nasty. Like, I used to shop when I was like, you know, 21 at all these different places, and I would constantly use a tailor to make things look more expensive than they were. I'm still like all about that. Like, if you can find something and you can make it look really expensive, do it.
I love that. And it's true. A tailor is truly one of the best hacks that you can get. Shape things to your body, make it fit better. There are so many things that I feel like I've bought, especially if you are shopping brands like Zara that are not made to fit in a really good way, that you can make look expensive.
100%. Get a good tailor.
Thank you for coming on today. This was so fun.
Thank
oh my
you
God.
For having me.
I loved it.
Thank you so much for having
of
me.
Of course.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.